But
is it all the color, the records, just everything, the jukebox when you walk in, everything. It's just fun.
Audrey Hepburn on the
yes,
wall.
Yes, that's how it was just, yep.
We have it all.
Good. Well, welcome. You're here as a new sponsor of the Jim Boy Golden Oldie
that's
Show.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am so excited to be doing that.
Wonderful. Well, Jim, your show's Tuesdays at 4, and what
it
are we
is.
Looking forward to this afternoon?
We're going to 1963 today, and that's going to be part one, because probably there were so many hits, we'll probably have to do four different shows of 1963, but we're going to do 1963. We have all the great artists. Of course, 63 was the year that music changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the change was the California sound.
Okay.
The Beach Boys came, Jan and Dean, and all those groups came in, and it really changed everything with rock and roll in 63. Now, you're thinking the Beatles.
Kind of like the Beatles did right before that.
64. Mm-hmm. 64 is when the Beatles really hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 63, they were number one in the UK, but not here. So that all changed in 1964. So
I see.
That's today at 4 o'clock.
Interesting. Fantastic.
And Ashley, tell us, while we're waiting on the phone to ring, and the way the show works, if the phone rings, we'll just pause our conversation and answer it, because it's a free buy, sell, swap, giveaway show. And so while the phone's not ringing, tell us about yourself and Jim, how you know Ashley.
Go ahead, Ashley. You can start
well,
it off.
So my husband and I moved to Fairhope a couple of years ago, and from Illinois, and we opened up Ashley Day Law on Gayfer Avenue. It's an elder law and special needs law and estate planning and administration practice. Jim and I know one another from church,
mm-hmm.
which and he has passion for music and does so much with the deacons and in serving God in his ministry there. And I adore singing in the choir.
She does. She's always got this big smile on her face.
Do you sing in
just like this? That's what
yes,
she is.
Beautiful yeah. smile. Do you sing in the choir too, Jim?
No, I.
you
I don't think they want me up there.
Okay.
You know?
He worships, but he's not singing in the choir.
Yeah, I worship.
The fact that you're an elder law and estate lawyer, kind of a specialist in that area, is so important in our community and in today's world.
It really, really is. And one of the things that we're really focused on, and one of the reasons that I started my own firm, I've been practicing since 2010. And before that, I was in the pharmaceutical mm-hmm. industry, and before that, I taught school. So this is kind of a, you know, God's plan is great. It's led us here to do this, because planning is all about stewardship. It's an act of love for your family. It provides peace of mind now and in the future. So that's what we really focus on, pre-need planning as much as possible, so that you have it in case you need it, and so you have it when you need it, because we're all going to need it at some point. And anything that we can do that makes life easier on our spouses, our loved ones, our families, that's
Absolutely.
What we're passionate about.
See, our story, Tava and I, we moved here over 3 years ago, and our will was Missouri. And we kept talking about that we need to find a lawyer, an attorney, to take care of this transition, and we kept putting it off and putting it off. And then we heard about Ashley, of course, at church, and so I talked to Ashley, and we visited her last week, and changed everything over. So if people move down here and are from some other state,
right,
and they need to make some changes, she's the person to see for this. There's no doubt about it.
It's a great idea to do reviews when you've moved from out of town and you want to see how what you have comports with Alabama law, or if you haven't reviewed anything in a while, even if you live here and you haven't reviewed in a while, it's always a good idea to make sure everything that you have is current and going to accomplish what you want.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm in the situation where I need to review what I have because I got married last year, so a big change of life. And I need to make sure that all my stuff is going to my wife and not to my ex-wife.
That's right.
It's all those little things you don't think about.
Yeah, so I'll be making an appointment here in a couple of weeks here.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to helping you. You nailed it. There's changes in circumstances that happen in life, and that's a trigger to just look at your planning and see what needs to be updated.
Mm-hmm. And you look at the entire pie. There's lots of pieces.
I do.
Tell us about some of those pieces that all add up when you're looking at retiring, your estate planning, even up to what are we going to do with our beloved pets? It
That's
all has
exactly
to be covered.
Right. That's exactly right. And so when talking about retirement, we work with financial planners, we work with CPAs, we work with the people that other people that, who assist our clients, because it's about planning for future care needs now, because as we age, our needs change, there's a diagnosis, we want to be sure that we know how things are going to be paid for, because if we have to go into assisted living or skilled nursing, those kinds of things, it's really, really expensive. So we talk about future care needs and planning for that financially, and then how we set up documents, powers of attorney, for during life. We use a lot of trust for during life, and especially if planning for a loved one with a disability, to protect assets for that person so that they're not taken advantage of, but they're provided for. And then, of course, your wills, which are critical, particularly if you want to plan for a spouse. And then kids, there's just so much flexibility. But one of the things that we're passionate about is it's not about the documents. It's about empowering the people.
Okay.
So when you come in, we want to know about your family situations and everything comprehensively, because the planning process includes all of that. If all you leave with is papers and you don't understand them, then they're not really yours. It's not planning, and and it's not empowering. So it really is, we spend more time, and it's a comprehensive process that we walk through together so that nobody's overwhelmed, and our goal is, I mean, happy clients is and meeting client needs is what we're about.
Very nice. Well, all you have to do is see your pretty smile, and everybody's happy.
That's right.
Yay!
That's right.
It's like a ray of sunshine. Let's take a minute to remind folks this is Swap Shop. Lines are open at 928-9228. We'd love to hear from you. And check your calendar if you have someone celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week.
Yeah, we're giving away the round of golf, the Quail Creek Golf Course and Snack Bar, or the lunch at the same place for the birthdays or anniversaries. The round of golf includes the bucket of balls to get warmed up with and the use of the golf cart for the day. And, of course, the lunch includes the lunch out on the veranda.
Who
it's a great prize.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
So you just got to have a birthday or an anniversary up this week or next. Call us, put the names on the list, and we'll draw on Friday for that.
Ashley, what's the difference between a trust and, say, a will or other documents? I don't think I understand what a trust is.
I appreciate you asking that. So there's a lot of different kinds of trust. The workhorse trust is your revocable living trust, and it's essentially an entity. So when my husband and I created our trust, we're both the trust makers, we're both the trustees. Oops, there's a call.
Yep, thank you. Hold that thought. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Lori, good morning. It's Paula letting you guys know about my annual mission yard sale at First Baptist Church Fairhope. I need you guys to pray for good weather because it's not looking good, but we are going to have it rain or shine. I have rented some big giant tents this year, so hopefully that will help. Last year it rained all day Friday and all day Saturday.
Oh, no, that was so bad.
But the Lord still blessed us with about $10,000 or $12,000, so I was pleased.
So let's get the specifics again of the Mission Yard Sale at First Baptist Church Fairhope.
Friday, it starts at noon and goes till 5 o'clock. Saturday, it starts at 6 o'clock and goes till 11 o'clock. And I still need some donations. And if you want to come and help Friday morning to set up, you can shop early. And I can give you my phone number just in case. But preferably if people don't ask, text me to ask me, well, do you have this or do you have that? Because I really don't quite have time for that. But anyway, number is 510-2487.
Okay, Paula, we got you. 510-2487.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Paula. All righty. It's that time of year for the Mission Yard Sale.
Yep, and once again, that will be at 300 South Section Street this Friday from noon until 5 p.m., and then Saturday morning, early birds welcome, 6 a.m. until 11, 300 South Section Street. That's a big one. If you'd like to help either donate or help out with the sale, you can call 510-2487. That's 510-2487.
We are visiting with lawyer Ashley Day, who's going to be sponsoring the Jim Boy Golden Oldies Show Tuesdays from 4 until 5. And you were just explaining there are different types of trusts.
There are. And really, when you think about a trust, how we start out, it's with the bank account. So it's not, they can be intimidating to hear about, but what's important about them is to personalize them. So we use trust to plan for aging. If you want to go in ahead and say, these are the plans that we have for our future, so that if you've got more than one child, they live in different parts of the country, you want to know how your kids want to know what are your wishes whenever you're aging. If we put all of that in the trust and then fund the trust, then whoever the successor trustee might be just steps in and follows those directions, which can really cut down on family worry, family stress, family conflict, and make sure mom and dad's wishes are followed. Then we have asset protection trust that we can do to asset protection planning for potential future care needs, asset protection planning to provide for a loved one with disabilities. So that's a different kind of trust. That's an irrevocable trust. And the main thing is, you know, first of all, do I need a trust? Well, it just depends. Not everybody needs one. So if you've got property in more than one state, then a trust is a great idea. Mm-hmm. If you have a blended family, a trust is a great idea. If you have, if you want to do specific plans for aging, then trust are a good idea. But at a minimum, I do encourage everybody to get powers of attorney in place, because those help you now, a health care power of attorney and a financial power of attorney, and can prevent a need for guardianship later.
Because you never know when something's going to happen.
I mean, you don't.
Any of us at any time could have a stroke at any minute, and then you may need someone that has that power of attorney. And then what happens if we're in a situation when we don't have that?
And that's what creates the stress, right? You can't get access to information. So if you have a loved one and who is hospitalized, they don't have a power of attorney, you can't help them make decisions or make decisions for them. You can't get access to information.
Now that you mention this, I actually know someone going through this exact scenario.
And
it is friends are trying to help and run the business for the individual that had the stroke. And then some relatives are coming out of the woodwork, and it's getting complicated. Yep. They're going to court, and all of this could have been avoided.
And that's our passion. Wow. If we can help you, because we work for our things while we're here, so if we can use them wisely while we're here, and then have plans for them and what we want to have happen when we're not here, and that's just part of stewardship, and it just, it's a blessing to family.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How do people get in touch with you, Ashley?
So 251-277-3377 is our phone number.
Slow down again. Sorry. One more time. 251 and then
277-3377.
3377. That's a good number for a commercial, by the way. That's easy to remember.
That's right. 277-3377.
Yeah, that's good.
277-3377. That's easy.
3377.
Yeah. And AshleyDayLaw.com.
Okay, where's your
AshleyDayLaw.com. How
nice
do you spell Ashley?
A S H L E Y.
Okay.
And then D A Y L O W.
Okay, and where's it located?
Gayfer Road Extension. So, real easy to get to, real easy to get into. We're really excited about that. I'm in a practice with other attorneys who have their own practices within there. So when you pull up, you see the sign on the outside.
Is it that pretty, used to be an old house?
Yes.
That's been converted. Do you remember when you did that diet thing a few years ago? It's that gorgeous house. On Is Stankowski still in there?
He is.
So
it's a great place to be.
So it's
Real thankful.
That's Gayfer, but is it between 181? Is it before or after 181?
It's right off of 98, and it is by.
It's closer to 98.
Closer to 98. Bank. So in between 98 and 13.
Scott Whitney.
I'm getting the visual now.
Okay. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we're really excited to be there, and then. And really excited that for all of the people in our firm, I work with two other people. I'm the only attorney, but I work with Sharon Strickland, who lives here, and then with Wendy Brady, who actually lives in Illinois. So she's our paralegal. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to and a way to serve God daily.
Great. Well, Ashley, what else would you like us to know?
Oh, goodness.
Opening the question there.
That's a scary thing. Uh-huh.
Well, this is the kind of show that can just get that way. So.
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
It's unscripted. Anything goes.
Almost anything.
Almost anything goes. We do try to stay G-rated, PG-rated anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
I am learning a lot about music from Jim's show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm, oh, it's a great show.
You're too young to remember some of those songs.
Well, that's it. I just kept my mouth shut. We just started talking about some of the years.
Most of this is way before you were born. So.
Yeah. But, you know, the younger audience is getting back into the older songs from the 60s. So
it absolutely, and my husband and kids have great memories for music and music history and a passion for it. So I enjoy it and appreciate it so much. The history of music in America is so rich.
And that's the key. You know, it's the history of those songs, the history of the artists, mm-hmm. what happened to them. Are they still performing? We find out that some of these artists from the 60s that are in their 80s mm-hmm. are still performing live. So, you know, it's a pretty cool show mm-hmm. to learn about the artists.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, we happened to look you up. We Googled you last night, my wife and I, because her best friend lives about a mile from your office in Illinois, up in Edwardsville.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, so we still have the practice up there. That's where I graduated college at Centenary College in Shreveport, then taught school at Captain Shreve, and then worked for Pfizer for 10 years in sales and management, and that's what got us to Illinois, because I'm born and raised in Monroe, West Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, no. We have mutual friends, I bet. Chuck Redden. Do you know Chuck Redden?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Chuck Redden, you remember Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Radio,
uh-huh.
yeah.
It's a name I haven't heard in a while, but very familiar with.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
And my brother knows all the radio stations, so I'm excited for him to learn about y'all, because I don't know how far he's branched out of the Monroe, West Monroe area.
Right.
But he will be tuning in here now, too.
Absolutely. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. WABF1480.com. You can tell Alexa, Siri, or Hey
That's
Google.
Right.
You can download the phone app. And if you miss Jim's show, it's usually posted Wednesday after the Tuesday show on our website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you miss it, you can always listen to it.
Always look it up and play it again.
You might just now be discovering it and say, wait a minute, I need to go back. What year did you start? 58, 59?
Actually, we started in 46 talking about rock and roll and how it formed. But the first show was really around 1954 is where I started the first show. Yes.
So you can actually see the show, and do we put the year on the show, I hope, so folks can go look?
No, we put the date on it, but not the year.
We might start putting the
year
on
it. We can change that, sure.
Okay.
We can put
that way folks can go, I want to learn about that.
63, I want to.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We would love to hear from you here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we'll be right back. Swap Shop is brought to you by Fairhope Hemp. Here's owner John MacArthur.
We have a lot of customers coming into the store that are 50, 60, 70 years old, and now that it's legal, and it's been legal for 5 years, they want to give it a whirl. They want to try it and see what it's all about. They've been living with aches and pains for years and years, and they want to see if cannabis can relieve their pain. And 9 times out of 10, they try the product, and they come back, and they say, you know what? We really enjoy this. We didn't know this was possible. So at Fairhope Hemp, if y'all come on in, take a look at what we have. Promise we have something that will make your life more enjoyable and have less stress and less aches and pains. I really feel confident that we can provide you a product that will make your life a lot more comfortable.
Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue, offering THCA flower, Delta 9 gummies, Delta 9 drinks. Boost appetite, enjoy pain relief with no medical card needed. Log on to fairhopehemp.com.
Not only does the Hughes family own our funeral home, we also personally operate it. You can be assured that the families of our community are the utmost priority. We would love to be assistance to your family. At Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer live streaming of every funeral or memorial service at our chapel. At your request, we will record and upload the funeral service of your loved one live in real time, making it easier for those family members.